Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Getting a head start on the long holiday weekend? Well, that is the plan for some folks this Thursday morning. Our Glenn Chuck live on the Jersey Turnpike.
And it's going to be a busy day, busy weekend. AAA saying, in fact, that the roads here are going to be the busiest this long weekend since they started tracking Memorial Day numbers on the road 25 years ago. So that'll give you an idea. Daniel and his family got the memo about it. They headed out early. They're headed to the Carolinas. Three motorcycles they're pulling behind their SUV as they left 3 in the morning from Connecticut.
About 12, 13 hours, depending on traffic and then depending on if they do anything with the road. Other than that, pretty much smooth. So depending on what time you leave, that's the time you get down.
And I appreciate you. How about the weather? It's nice, right? It's kind of warm.
So. Oh yeah, it's 80. It's supposed to be 80 degrees for the rest of the week. So that's a good thing. Last year we kind of got rained out and got one day to ride actually. So.
And he was in the midst of filling up. And speaking of gas prices, it is $3.63 for a gallon of regular, Susan. That's pretty much the same as last year. And as for travel, you got to do it in the mornings. This afternoon and Friday afternoon, AAA is saying you're going to have a lot of company. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, heard the Vince Lombardi service area in Ridgefield, New Jersey.
Donald Trump heading to the heavily Democratic South Bronx tonight for a campaign rally in Crotona Park. Both Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Assemblymember Kirsten John Foy have organized a counter rally. In fact, our Glenn Chuck is going to be talking to AOC later this morning. Check back with 1010 Winds for more on what she has to say. What a mess yesterday evening for New Jersey Transit and Amtrak riders. Thousands stranded after downed electrical wires brought both commuter lines to a halt, and there could be more problems this morning.
Every single day is a problem with the trains. I'm not going to sit here and wait for no train. Either way, I can't get to work regardless.
That woman spoke to CBS2 just before midnight. NJT posted that service on the Northeast Corridor and North Jersey coastline had resumed with very limited westbound service departing Penn Station, New York. Both NJT and Amtrak saying riders should expect possible delays and cancellations this morning. We just heard from Karen Stewart. There are disruptions on the Raritan Valley line. As always, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones.
Danger is always.
Well, you know, Memorial Day is right around the corner. When the parade of ships sails up New York Harbor, it is Fleet Week in the Big Apple, with 1010 Winds talking to the sailors on board the largest vessel in the fleet.
An FDNY fireboat led the parade of U.S. Navy, Coast Guard, and international vessels. The largest, the amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan, carrying 1,400 sailors and Marines. Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Woods from Avenel, New Jersey, oversees maintenance on the ship.
Almost shipyard repairs that we're doing on board out to sea, because we have no choice but to stay on course, stay on mission, and stay in the fight if need be.
The Bataan's last deployment was 8.5 months in the Red Sea fighting Houthi rebels. It is good to be home.
Fun side of it is we're going tomorrow night to see Jimmy Fallon be taped, and then I got to get a slice of pie while I'm in New York. Stop by a deli, get a good bagel with a schmear. I got to do it all.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Manhattan's West Side.
Pie, cheesecake, dude, cheesecake. Hey, for the first time in more than 150 years, a private beach in New Jersey will be opening to the public on Sunday mornings. This is a small strip of coast just north of Asbury Park that is owned by the Christian group, the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association. In fact, they call it God's Square Mile at the Jersey Shore and say the closure is to honor God. Well, they're now going to open it because they have no choice, really. They'll be fined $25,000 a day by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection if they don't. The group says they will challenge that order. As the holiday weekend gets underway, the 300 people who refuel the planes at JFK are going on strike. The New York Post says the walkout is set for tomorrow, as members of Teamsters Local 553 have been working without a contract since June of last year. Add to the problem, Allied Aviation Services is the only provider of fuel at Kennedy Airport. So as for a contingency plan, a spokesperson for the Port Authority told the paper they'd be working closely with airport partners to minimize disruptions. The last strike was in 2005, and then Allied used management to do the work. The MTA is already doing random checks on buses around town, but now Chairman Jen Oliber is floating the idea of making you prove you paid the fare before you're allowed to leave a subway station.
We're going to be considering all kinds of things. Having to change the fare payment system to not a single payment, but also a payment on exit, is a maximal option that if we can't make progress with all this other stuff, maybe we will have to consider. But we're going to try a lot of other stuff first.
Including hiring nearly 500 private security guards to monitor the exit gates at some 50 stations, and they're going to be installing new turnstiles that aren't so easy to jump. In all, the MTA says it expects to lose $800 million this year due to fare evasion. Well, quite the scene in Midland Beach, Staten Island yesterday, where a helicopter made an emergency landing in a parking lot. This was at Father Capitano Boulevard in Sand Lane, where the pilot told responding police he had no choice due to mechanical issues, apparently from a bird strike. The pilot was uninjured, and there was no one else on board. The FAA will investigate. Looking for a summer gig?
Survey says
New York City's not so great when it comes to finding a summer job. The folks at Wallet Hub are out with a new ranking. They looked at 180 American cities using 21 key indicators of employment outlook, affordability, and downtime friendliness. They ranked us as the 13th worst. The very worst? That was Laredo, Texas, followed by Memphis, Baton Rouge, Moreno Valley, California, and Jackson, Mississippi. The best cities for summer jobs? Columbia, Maryland, Scottsdale, Arizona, Rapid City, South Dakota, Portland, Maine, and Orlando. Of course, then you have to go live in those places. So, you know, there's that. Well, we're now seeing surveillance video of a liquor store owner in Queens shooting a suspected shoplifter. That happened Monday night in Ridgewood, where police say two men, Kevin Pulitazzi and Edwin Poakiza, tried to steal bottles of vodka from Franja Wines and Liquors. 53-year-old Francisco Valerio pulled his licensed handgun from his waistband. He tried, apparently, to strike Pulitazzi with it, but the weapon accidentally went off. Fernando Mateo of the United Bodegas Association.
You know, when you're being robbed and you're being attacked and it happens repeatedly, at some point or another, you're going to fight back. Otherwise, you're going to become the victim. Next time, you will be the one that's shot.
Both shoplifting suspects have been charged with robbery, assault, and menacing. Valerio is also charged with assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. He is out on bail.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.